Okay, welcome everyone to our July meeting. I'd like to declare the meeting open at 5:02 p.m. We begin today by acknowledging the Ballardong Noongar people as traditional custodians of land and skies on which we gather, and we pay our respects to the elders past, present and emerging. Present in the room is myself, Deputy President Nichols, Councillor Courtney Thompson, Councillor Rogers, Councillor Caffell, and Councillor Macken will be joining us very soon. In attendance is our CEO Andrew, Cody and Michael and Teresa is our guest. We had no leave of absence previously granted, and we've got no apologies. Response to previous public questions taken on notice, nil. Public question time, there's nobody. And applications for leave of absence for August. Yes, Councillor Rogers. Just Councillor Rogers? Yes? Okay, so can we please have a mover? Thank you, Councillor Courtney Thompson. A seconder? Thank you, Councillor Nichols. Okay, anyone got any questions about this? No?
Is anyone? Wasn't it?
Yes, it was before the week for Downfield Day, about 17th. Yep, so anyone oppose? No, so that's carried.
So I can go?
You can go, Councillor Rogers. Okay, declaration of members' interest in agenda items. Did anyone have any declaration that they need to give to Cody? Please see him and fill out the form and get that documented. Declaration or related party disclosure agenda items. Did anyone have any of those? No? Great, okay. Confirmation of minutes of our previous meeting, 9.1, officer's recommendation. That the minutes of the council meeting held on 24th of June 2026 be confirmed as a true and accurate record of proceedings. Can we just have a mover? Thank you, Councillor Courtney Thompson. A seconder? Councillor Rogers. Okay, did anyone have any questions regarding these minutes at all? No? Does anyone oppose? No? That's carried. Announcements by presiding person, that discussion is nil. Petitions, deputations, presentations, submissions is nil. Okay. 12.1, list of payments for June 2026. The officer's recommendation that council pursuant to regulation 13.1 of the local government financial management regulations 1996 receives a report from the chief executive officer on the exercise of delegated authority in relation to payments made from municipal funds for the period 1st of May 2026 to 31st of May 2026 totaling $436,678.55 as contained in attachments 12.1.
Sorry, Charlotte.
Yes. Yes.
In the wording, the 436 is wrong. It's 355 as per the table. I did think that was corrected, but it hasn't come through in the version I've sent out.
Thank you, Cody. So we'll just get that. I'll just 355.
Yeah, 486 and
4. 486, thank you.
And 4 cents.
And 4 cents. Yes. Yep. So from municipal funds for the period 1st of May 2026 to 31st of May 2026, totalling $355,486.04, contained in attachments 12.1, and they are listed. Everyone happy that they can see? Do you need me to read them out? No? Okay, can we just have a mover?
Yeah.
Thank you. Can we have a seconder? Thank you, Councillor Caffell. Does anyone have any questions regarding this list of payments at all? Thank you. Councillor Nichols was our mover.
Just want to, just the one, the wheat belt diesel for that service, was it a huge service seems like an awful lot of...
but 2,000 hours for the grader and the roller, so it's all fluids.
Oh, so it's in... So, for that listing,
I'm pretty sure
separately.
That's the one.
Yeah, because I'm talking about the $10,000.
Yep.
Dollars for the 2,000 for the service.
Yep, it was 2,000 hour service for the grader and the roller.
Yep.
Is that pretty standard?
It's standard. It's all fluids, all oils, top to bottom, the whole lot.
But it's just
every 2,000 hours.
Yeah.
It's just listed that's the 10.5 just for the grader. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. I can't remember off the top of my head, but
so that says
it would have been the same.
There's further down, there's another one. I'm pretty sure there's a second one for him for the other vehicle. I could be wrong. Is there any other one?
There's only one listed as we've got diesel services on the list.
I can tell you 2 seconds.
Okay, so it's not just...
Let me just look at the invoice here.
I just thought for one it was... Unless there was a lot of something in it.
So you didn't look on the big screen? No,
good.
Oh, you could.
Yeah,
you got there. Yeah.
I thought there was a second one. I didn't write it down, I only wrote the first one down. Maybe it's another one. Maybe it's only the one that just only lists
one
vehicle, that's as well.
Because
it only says for the grader.
Venture grader. Yeah, no, the grader was 6,300. And there was... Roller was 4,200, so what's that? So it's about
10,500.
Yeah. So $6,306.91 was the grader.
Yeah.
$4,242.96 was the roller.
And I think,
yeah. It's just it's slowly listed in here.
Do notice that line cuts off, so I'm thinking part of it's got cut off at some point.
So it needs to be.
Have we fully upgraded yet? That'd be about $70,000 in the last 2 years, I reckon, on top of the new fee that we've got to pay for the new service fee.
This was physically the server.
That's the new one.
Also had the UPS, which is the battery system. Done at the same time. That would be.
We haven't even touched that.
PCS.
The other changeover.
But yeah, that's
automated system.
That, the $100,000 one.
We've left that, but we're trying to leave that for about 4 years.
Yeah.
Until they get it right.
All works. The server are essentially complete now.
Yeah.
Because we had a really big build last year. I remember as well. It was last year, the server.
Well, they were doing the work last year. On that server in the library?
Yeah.
Yeah. They were doing that last year, weren't they?
April, May.
Oh, this year?
Yeah.
2026, yeah.
Oh.
So I can't recall there's not been anything else since I've been here.
I can't recall anything either.
Mm.
Maybe it was before that.
It was talked about last year, but...
just happened this year. Maybe we knew it was coming. Yeah.
We did just discuss the software upgrade.
I remember we discussed because that was close to 100.
Yeah, yeah. 120. It's going to say 120 now.
Yeah. But no, that's still sitting in reserve that we're keeping that money aside.
Yeah.
And but honestly, no one from WeRock no one's gone ahead and done anything. We're all holding back.
Everyone's waiting.
Waiting.
Yep.
And hoping it comes down and hoping they get it right. But other shires have gone ahead.
Mm.
with it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we decided at WeRock that we would hold back.
Yep.
Yeah. And it sort of made sense if we sort of all got the same
yep.
to support each other.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just, it stands out with a few of the
voices. It does.
Like
yep.
mm.
It does.
Well, that'll be good.
Yeah.
Did anyone else have any other questions? No? I just had the one. For the power cost for the depot at $1,700, have we ever looked at or got a quote at getting solar panels, especially down there with that huge roof? I don't know anything about solar panels down here.
We haven't, but it is something that we have talked internally about. There are funding options available for that through grants and state government funding. But we haven't, I suppose, pulled the trigger or anything like
that. That's a lot of money for 2 months. Mm. That was 2 months, wasn't it?
It's the first I've heard of it.
Electricity is three months. Water is 2 months.
Oh, right. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Does it still
sound
like
much?
Well, I get $1,754.
That seems excessive.
I know, that's
yeah.
what it stood out.
What month is it?
It's in this financial.
It's the 2nd of April to the 16th. June is what it's listed as.
Do they might use a bit of heating down there, do they, in the office?
Oh, the aircons run most of the day,
yeah.
but
yeah. But
just stood out like a lot compared to when I looked at the other ones.
I mean, we tend to use more electricity at home during winter than we do in summer.
Yeah.
It's only one aircon, but
yeah, and this is in summer. It's in April to June.
No,
winter.
Yeah.
Where do you live?
Not the same place as us.
No. Anyway,
I'll keep an eye on that.
Wasn't an estimated account or something, was it?
No, girls, they would have been paid off the bill that they received in the mail.
No, but they estimate the reading.
Sometimes they'll estimate
it.
I don't even know, yeah. Or unless it's an estimation over several months that's been caught up on?
Yes, yeah,
so it was brought to my attention a while ago that meter down there was still a temporary meter while the building was being built.
Oh,
so whether it's to do, I'll have to look at the bill, maybe it's to do with it being made a permanent meter.
Oh, and then you have to pay for
so
the meter
like
on
a
top.
Fee.
Maybe, I'll have to have a look. But yes, I had to ring them about something else and they went, is the building been completed? And I'm like, yeah, like 10 years ago. and yeah, it had never been signed off as being a completed building site. So I'm wondering if that may be what it was.
Yeah.
So I'm looking now, the payment's actually several different things. The depot account itself is $532 off that.
That sounds more likely.
It just comes under power cost for depot on the payments.
Yeah.
It's only pulling
so
the
first.
So
I'm not sure if we've done something wrong there, but there's also the hall is $451 for a similar period.
The hall?
We'll be running, keeping the fridges
going
the freezer
for
and the food.
Feed it forward people. Be that high, same as the depot.
A lot for a building that's not really used.
Not used.
It's used a bit because you have the likes of
Anita
using it.
Yeah. But it's only really air cons that are the big users.
Yeah.
The fridges don't.
Mm.
Oh, they're big. There'd be
bigger
industrial fridges.
Well, there's two big industrial ones in there.
Yeah.
Big
commercial ones.
600 or 700 litre
freezer.
Yeah.
Which would be bringing food from outside temp to
frozen
twice a week. It'd be working.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, okay. So that's multiple power plate.
Yeah.
Radio.
I'm not sure why it's all come up as one. I'll look into that. I'll
it just stood out when it's depot. And
yeah.
But oh my
does.
Gosh, because no other depot had been $1,700. So. Okay, that's great. I'll just look into that. That'd be really good. Thank you. All right then. Did anyone else have any other questions regarding this list of payments? No. Okay. Does anyone oppose? No. So that's carried. 12.2, our financial management report for the month of June 2026. our officer's recommendation that council, pursuant to the local government financial management regulations 1996, adopt the monthly financial report as contained in attachment 12.2 for the period ending 30th of June 2026, comprising statement of financial activity, supplementary information note 1 to note 12. Can we just have a mover? Thank you, Councillor Nicholls. A seconder. Thank you, Councillor Rogers. Hey, did anyone have any questions regarding this financial?
Sorry.
Welcome, Councillor Macken. So, Councillor Macken joined the meeting at 5:18 p.m. Thank you. We're just on 12.2 at the moment, Councillor Macken, our financial management report. We're just up to any, if anyone had any questions regarding this report at all. No? Okay then. No. So does anyone oppose? No? That's carried. 13, matters for consideration administration is 13.1, adoption of our privacy policy and information breach response policy. Interesting reading. Luckily it wasn't a huge amount. The officer's recommendation that council adopts the Shire of Tamworth's privacy policy as attached, adopts the Shire of Tamworth's information breach response policy as attached, authorises the Chief Executive Officer to make minor administrative amendments to the policies that do not alter their intent or effect, and notes that the policies have been developed to support the Shire's compliance with the Privacy and Responsible Information Sharing Act 2024 WA, which comes into effect on 1st of July 2026. Can we please have a mover? Thank you, Councillor Nicholls, and a seconder was Councillor Courtney Thompson. Okay, does anyone have any questions regarding this policy, or would you like to just have a little look at it? Everyone was happy with it? It's pretty standard.
Yep.
Form.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay then. Does anyone oppose? No. That's carried. 13.3, remove Crown Grant in trust conditions. Shire of Tamworth.
13.2.
Oh, sorry, 13.2. Thank you, Councillor Rogers. I'm having a good day today. The officer's recommendation that council recommends the Department of Planning, Lands and Heritage, Land Use Management, refuse the request from Uniting Church in Australia Property Trust, WA, to remove the Crown Grant in trust conditions and granting freehold titles on the lots to facilitate the disposal of lots 96 and 97 on deposited plan 229703 Shire of Tamworth. The Department of Planning, Lands and Heritage, Land Use Management refer the Uniting Church to the Shire of Tamworth to provide the Shire with additional information regarding the church's intent for the use, development and building design of the property to satisfy the orderly and proper planning of the site and wider town site. Can we have a mover? Thank you, Councillor Macken. Seconder was Councillor Nicholls. Thank you. Okay, it's open for discussion.
So we probably just need a little bit of explanation on what is that all about.
Through the chair, essentially the Uniting Church site is located on Walston Road. The site itself is a double site.
Yeah.
It's made up of two lots. The Uniting Church approached the Department of Lands, Planning, Lands and Heritage, to request that the Crown title be removed. So the Crown title basically says that it is used for church purposes, and that it's associated with the Uniting Church.
Right.
That essentially is requested to be removed, in which case you will have two freehold titles over the lot, and no restrictions. In so doing, it means they can do what they want.
Halfway houses.
Right. Yes.
Within the
rehabilitation.
Rules, within the rules of the scheme, but the scheme definition for the site is very open.
Yes.
So the Crown Reserve does kind of restrict their ability to do what they want.
Okay. Yep.
I suppose my concern as the officer is that they either land bank. They have come back and said that, you know, they want to build a fancy shed.
Yes.
That, to my mind, opens up a number of different kind of thought processes, whether it's, you know, a shed with no windows and it becomes a kind of a an unused space and just, you know, it detracts from the town site, or, you know, I suppose you could go very fancy and it could be a beautiful structure, but until we know the front...
Did they say what the purpose of the nice shed is?
They want to use it for church purposes. Now, again, because of the Uniting Church, their amount, the amount that they do with regards to drug rehabilitation, halfway housing, it is quite open. So I suppose the intent of the recommendation is to try refer them back to us.
And actually get some...
It's not necessarily that we're against the freehold title.
Yep.
It's that we want further information and... I suppose a disappointing element is, you know, this was sent probably 6 weeks ago to them, and they haven't provided any further communication to the Shire since that time. So whilst, you know, and I made it very clear that we had concerns, you'd think you'd open some form of dialogue.
Yep.
They haven't done so.
Mm. Yeah.
Thank you, Andrew.
So we look forward to hearing from them.
Yes.
Hopefully in the near future.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, so anyone else have any other questions regarding that? No? Okay, does anyone oppose? No? Okay, so that's carried. Freedom of Information Statement 26-27. The recommendation that Council adopts a Shire of Tamworth Freedom of Information Statement 2026-2027 and publishes the information statement as per the requirements of the Freedom of Information Act 1992. We'll just have a mover. Thank you, Councillor Rogers. A seconder?
Yep.
Thank you, Councillor Nicholls. Okay, did anyone have any questions regarding this Freedom of Information? No? Okay. Come back. Okay, does anyone oppose? No. Okay, so that's carried. Okay, matters for consideration, building health will be nil. Matters for consideration, town planning, nil. Elected members, motions of which notice has been given is nil. Matters for which the meeting may be closed, none. So, without any further business, I'd like to declare the meeting closed at 5:25 p.m. Thank you very much.
Thank you.